And we're getting more reaction to that big shakeup at United Airlines. Today, an official at United's largest union released a statement welcoming yesterday's abrupt resignation of CEO Jeff Smyczek and two top officials in the middle of a federal corruption investigation. The VP of the International Association of Machinists said, "The hardworking employees at United deserve better than the questionable leadership Jeff Smyczek provided." Ouch. CNN's Maggie Lake joins us from New York. Hi, Maggie.
Hi there.
So the investigation is looking into whether United reinstated a route from Newark to Columbia, South Carolina, as a favor to the chair of the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey. His vacation home is there.
Yeah.
We're going to get more. I mean, this is amazing. We're going to get more on this. But it sounds as if there might already have been some issues with Jeff Smyczek's leadership.
No, absolutely. There were. I mean, it's interesting because Smyczek at one time was one of the most powerful airline executives out there. United and Continental, two big airlines on their own, had this merger in 2010, shaping up to be this hugely powerful force in the aviation industry. But that merger never really lived up to expectations. There was a huge amount of integration problems. Anyone who's flown on any of them may have experienced the fact that there have been a lot of computer outages, a series of massive computer outages. Delays, cancellations, employee satisfaction down. You heard the union customer satisfaction ratings were down. And even lately, analysts on Wall Street starting to get frustrated. You know, when you have a big merger, it always takes time to integrate. But they felt like that should have happened and it should have been on the right track. And it just wasn't. And they're losing money at a time when it's a great time for airlines. We see a lot of other competitors doing really well. So it was frustrating all around. So there was trouble even before the scandal. But nobody saw this coming.
Well, I mean, and this is just amazing. The chair is David Sampson, who is said to have received this favor of his own airline route. He was a friend of New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Mm-hmm. He's the guy who stepped down as head of the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey March of last year during Bridgegate. This was the lane closures as political punishment. He stepped down over that, and now allegations that he made this deal with United. So he allegedly gets a route to go to his vacation home. What'd United get?
Well, they supposedly, again, this is under investigation,
right,
are getting big improvements, big upgrades into Newark. That is a huge, very important hub for the airline. So supposedly, this was a quid pro quo. Oh, we want these big upgrades. And then the Port Authority chairman making this, well, it reinstate this route to my vacation home. In fact, reportedly, it's widely reported that within the Port Authority, they called it the chairman's route. What's unbelievable to me is, don't they think anybody was going to realize this? I mean, airlines have been trying to get rid of that spoken wheel, all these different hubs and flights, and really try to consolidate those flights. So the idea you'd reinstate one seems like a real gamble to me.
Right. And maybe there might be one guy on it going to his vacation home.
One person on it.
Right. Just have a few seconds here. Literally a few seconds, Maggie. This is bad for United.
It's bad for United, but the stock is up today. And because a lot of people wanted him out anyway, the circumstances aren't pretty, but maybe this is a new chapter. So there is hope out there, and it is a good time for airlines.
CNN's Maggie Lake on the big dust-up at United. Thanks so much, Maggie.
Always good to talk to you. Thanks.